This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, it is the Summit News Hour for the 12th of May 2022. Ton of news to get into this hour. I'm going to go big on the truth about Nina Jankowicz. This is the new Ministry of Truth czar for the Biden administration. There's a lot of information that's come out over the past week or two about her role, about her history, and even more has come out today. Forget her wanting to edit your tweets. I've got new information on Big Sister coming up in the next segment. Also going to talk about TikTok now censoring viral videos, which are basically cat videos, cat memes. Oh my God, so dangerous. Which point out inconsistencies in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial testimony. And of course, why this happened is because Rolling Stone magazine wrote an article saying that these cat memes were gross and demoralizing. They wrote to TikTok and said, you need to start censoring all this content. And they doffed the cap and immediately started deleting videos, some of which had 14 million views and were removed at the behest of this legacy media outrage campaign. Of course, the takeover of Twitter, the purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk, draws nearer. I noticed today the mainstream media is panicking and saying, oh, he could still withdraw and pay $1 billion in compensation fees, and it might not happen. It's going to happen. They're still panicking, and that's why literally days after they hired this Nina Jankowicz disinformation czar, who has a history replete with pushing actual disinformation, because they want to transfer out of social media companies being beholden to censoring content and put that power directly into the hands of government. And in fact, earlier today, there were top people who have been with Twitter for 7 years announcing on Twitter that they're going to be stepping down here shortly. And when you look at the people who are replacing them, they are, to say for sure, more pro-free speech. So we're going to get into that as well. We're going to get into a screeching pro-mask rant by a Broadway star, Patti LuPone, who launched an angry rant at an audience member during a Q&A session. We'll point out the hypocrisy behind that. The lockdown advocates, the people who religiously pushed for lockdowns last summer, last winter, are now leaving the sinking ship that is the narrative of lockdowns being necessary and good for society. We're also going to talk about this mysterious hepatitis outbreak in Ireland, in England, in numerous countries across the world. And the mainstream media is just professing absolute ignorance as to the cause of it. Mystery hepatitis illness killing children, requiring them to have urgent liver transplants, and they just say, we just don't know where it came from. Of course, we know where it came from, and we're going to tell you later on in the show. Of course, Stephen Colbert became the latest celebrity to catch COVID once again after being at least triple vaxxed, maybe even quadruple vaxxed, just like Kamala Harris was. We're going to get into that as well. Of course, he thanked the vaccine for its beneficence and its great efficacy, having caught COVID after being vaccinated. Huge comments as well out of Sweden, where, of course, Donald Trump was ridiculed back in 2017 for warning other European countries that with the lack of integration of huge numbers of immigrants coming into Europe over the past 10, 20 years, there would be mass chaos, riot, civil war, as we're seeing at least the start of in some European countries at the moment. Now we have the Prime Minister of Sweden coming out, as Angela Merkel did back in 2010, and saying that mass immigration has failed. Pretty big comments from somebody who is, to all intents and purposes, a far left leader. Also going to get into Prince William praising television producers for inserting propaganda about climate change into their programs to further brainwash the public. This is the Summit News Hour. Summit.news. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Live from the Summit.news headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So in both the United States and the United Kingdom, we see the regime, the authorities, segueing their internet censorship agenda out of the actual social media platforms being responsible for enforcing that censorship and giving it back into the hands of government. Of course, we have the online safety bill in the United Kingdom, which would punish not just illegal information posted online, but legal commentary that offends somebody that can be seen to cause, quote, potential harm. And of course, when all the people in control of defining what potential harm is think potential harm includes calling a man, then we're going down a very slippery slope. And we see a similar process in the United States. As I said, days after Elon Musk announced that he would be buying Twitter, and of course at first they couldn't believe it, they thought someone would intervene, there was a raft of new investigations into Elon Musk's private business to try and derail him from doing that. Well, now it is actually happening, despite the fact they're still saying to this day, I read an article earlier today, oh, Elon Musk could still back out of taking over Twitter, purchasing Twitter. He'd only have to pay $1 billion, and that's a fraction of his wealth. Sounds like a big cope to me. And it is actually going to happen despite all their prevarications and their hand-wringing. Elon Musk is set to take over Twitter. Could happen in weeks, could happen in months, but it is happening. And of course, you saw yesterday, many people commented on this on Twitter, a new policy, a new terms of service that Twitter put out saying that they're not responsible for offensive content posted on their platform, that it's the sole responsibility of their users. Now, of course, the government's later going to come in if they get their way through this new disinformation framework and impose onerous fines on the likes of Twitter and Facebook for information posted by individual users, which, of course, will only lead to the censorship ramping up even further. That's their agenda, and that's why they're hiring people like Nina Jankowicz, this new disinformation unit czar under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security. Now, if you look into her history, very interesting history. She seems to have been a failed theatrical performer who up until about 2019 was basically going nowhere. Then she was plucked from obscurity by left-wing activist groups and was turned into this new disinformation czar, of course, recently in the past few weeks. We have a headline here out of Summit News. Head of Biden's Ministry of Truth previously compared free speech to, quote, fairy dust. Yes, fairy dust. Fugazi, fugazi, fairy dust. Again, what is fairy dust? Like fairies, it's non-existent. So she literally believes that free speech is non-existent. And this was revealed during testimony about social media censorship in front of the UK Parliament. Because again, she's been this deep state operative over in Ukraine pushing this geopolitical narrative for the regime. for the past few years, and she was cited, heralded, and called to testify by the UK Parliament, which is trying to push this online safety bill, which again, as I explained in the previous segment, would ban content which, quote, has the potential to cause harm. And of course, the potential to cause harm is basically means the potential to cause offence, which, as you know, basically 75% of the people who use Twitter and all the blue check marks who organise the brigading, the mob attacks, the censorship, are offended by literally everything, including stating biological facts. Now, during this testimony in front of the UK Parliament, which was back in September last year, but nobody noticed it, we've linked to the transcript in this article, she agrees with the people pushing this online safety censorship bill that, quote, misogyny is a crime, basically an online speech crime, and that it should be banned entirely. Now, of course, that includes all kinds of categories, not even to mention the fact that online misogyny directed against women, studies have shown 50% of it is posted by other women, but they try to craft this narrative that there's this big patriarchal conspiracy, abuse and harassment against women on social media, including body shaming and everything like that. So she agreed with the UK Parliament people and said that that should be banned, but she also blasted alternative social media platforms for supporting, quote, freedom of expression and fairy dust. Now, in that context, of course, as I mentioned before, fairy dust is non-existent. It's not a thing. It doesn't exist. She's literally suggesting that not only does free speech make Nina Jankowicz, quote, shudder, which also came out a few days ago, she doesn't even believe that it should exist in any form on social media platforms, which is quite frightening given the fact that she's been given all this power to dictate what is offensive content on social media platforms. As we segue out of the likes of Facebook and Twitter controlling what is determined to be offensive and into that being decided by authorities, by government, which can impose onerous fines on both social media networks and individuals, and put individuals in prison for espousing views that they deem to be, you know, hate speech. She also said that government-connected communications regulators, such as Ofcom, should, quote, be able to establish the minimum standards that would be applied to all platforms and incur fines. So again, they're transferring out of social media platforms being liable and saying you are now liable. They're basically ripping up Section 230, which for a long time the right advocated be reformed. But in ripping that up and saying that now social media operations are not platforms, they're actually publishers, the kind of onerous fines which can amount to 10% of the worldwide gross income of these social media platforms, those fines being levied against them for failing to remove offensive content quickly enough, and of course we've already seen laws in Europe already sail through on this subject, now they want to get that codified and completely the norm for social media censorship. So not it will go from people being banned, people being censored, people being downranked in the algorithm, to people being directly fined and sent to prison for offensive content posted on social media. The censorship will only get worse because they'll be under threat of losing 10% of their gross income per year if they don't follow these mandates. Jankowicz also endorsed empowering governments to demand data on individual users from social media sites for the purpose of implementing further censorship policies and, of course, identifying them and then having the police investigate their comments and, of course, destroying anonymity on social media. She also asserted during this testimony in front of Parliament that social media platforms should utilize algorithms that would, quote, allow us to get around some of the free speech concerns. Again, get around free speech concerns, obliterate free speech by demoting content so fewer people saw it, which, again, we know happened immediately after the election. Google, Facebook, they had all these panicky hand-wringing meetings where they said, oh, my God, we allowed free speech and Donald Trump won. We can't ever let this happen again, which is then what happened with the ensuing social media ban wave and downranking shadow banning of people on Twitter, on Facebook, on these other sites. Now, I'm going to get into the next segment and go on to talk about Jankowicz, a little bit about Jankowicz's history, which people might not know, and the fact that she has made a career as czar of Ministry of Truth disinformation under the Department of Homeland Security. This same woman has made a career out of pushing literal disinformation, not only with the Hunter Biden laptop story, but with a lot more, which I'm going to get onto. Then we're going to talk about the lockdown agenda and how now the rats are indeed fleeing the sinking ship that is the narrative of the lockdown agenda. They tried to reintroduce measures in England a few weeks ago. They failed once again. We've got new World Health Organization figures out of Sweden proving that their lockdown, their refusal to enforce strict mask mandate policies was completely successful. They have a lower death rate per capita than most other European countries. I'm going to play this video of this Broadway star engaged in a vitriolic pro-mask rant. Summit.news.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, when we talk about this Nina Jankowicz individual, we have to remember, this is the key point. She's vitriolic. She routinely pushes misinformation, disinformation, the likes of which has literally swung elections. She said that free speech made her shudder. She cited Christopher Steele, the P-Gate dossier author, completely fake, completely fraudulent, as an expert on disinformation. That's literally her disinformation hero. And of course, she called the Hunter Biden laptop story, the downranking of which, the censorship of which, swung the election, many people would argue, because it was artificially buried by social media networks right before the election. It was basically the WikiLeaks in waiting story. If WikiLeaks had swung the 2016 election with their routine data dumps about Hillary Clinton, this is what would have done the exact same thing for Donald Trump in 2020 if it wasn't censored by social media networks, if major publications like the New York Post weren't locked out of their accounts simply for posting links to this story. Again, now verified after the election, after the damage can't be done by the New York Times, she promoted the notion that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, which, of course, in and of itself, that is disinformation. And of course, it came out yesterday. We had the article. She also appeared in a Zoom call, during which two of the participants, I noted, were wearing masks, face masks, in a Zoom call. Again, they're part of the cult. That people like her, verified, trustworthy people with no agenda whatsoever, honestly, they're not hyper-partisan hacks that have been proven wrong and biased on every single previous occasion, should be given the power to edit your tweets. We have the clip here. Let's roll it right now.
And I am eligible for it because I'm verified, but there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets. So just as a easy example, not from any political standpoint, if President Trump were still on Twitter and tweeted a claim about voter fraud, someone could add context from one of the 60 lawsuits that went through the court, or something that an election official in one of the states said, perhaps your own Secretary of State and his news conferences, something like that. Adding context so that people have a fuller picture rather than just an individual claim on a tweet.
So there you have it. She literally wants to be given the power to edit your tweets. This is somebody who, as I will explain shortly, is a narcissist and is a complete control freak, which is why she was given this job. Of course, Twitter already has the power to slap manipulated media or misinformation labels on tweets, but apparently that's not enough. She needs to be given the power personally, because she's a trusted individual, and she's totally neutral and not a hyper-partisan hack at all, to be given the power to edit your tweets. This is control freak behavior. There's another headline here, Daily Mail. Biden's new disinformations are not removed for apologizing about tweets about masks.
Biden's new disinformation czar shared misleading tweets about COVID masks. Now, this was back in the day where they were telling everyone not to wear masks because they didn't stop COVID, which was actually true. They don't stop COVID. There's no scientific study that says so. The virus is 5,000 times smaller than the holes in the friggin' face masks. But the key takeaway of this is that she is another acolyte of the regime in terms of the lockdown narrative. She put out a tweet freaking out about the fact that a high school age couple were on a date and they weren't wearing face masks or they weren't near enough, far enough away from her. She said, quote, "They did not stay 6 feet away from me despite a wide path." Oh my God. Anyway, long story short, and this is key to her attitude and her belief system, I think we as a country might be too free-spirited, to put it diplomatically, to comply with social distancing, unless they're forced upon us. And she goes on to say in this tweet, "So force away, lock us down. People are not taking this seriously." Again, another insight into her control freak narcissistic mindset. Now, there's a video, and you can find it on YouTube from 2015, headline, "Nina Jankowicz, My Simple Christmas Wish." And again, this is a woman who is basically a failed theatrical performer. She got recruited by left-wing activist groups a few years ago to become this, disinformation czar, specifically in terms of Ukraine. She's in this bar somewhere, performing this song called "My Simple."
Put your mask over your nose. That's why you're in the theater. That is the rule. If you don't want to follow the rule, get the fuck out. What do you think you are? If you do not respect the people that are sitting around you. You pay my salary. Chris Harper pays my salary. Excuse me. Who do you think you are?
You become.
Just put your mask over your nose. We have.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, you shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. Now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation.
And we can manage this is the Summit News. I briefly lost connection there, but I was talking about Nina Jankowicz again. So she's putting out tweets complaining about high school children basically going out on a date and not being 6 feet away from her. And she goes, "Lock us down. We need to lock down harder. We need this to be enforced, imposed on us even harder." Again, this is an insight into the mindset of a narcissistic control freak. And again, I'm going to come back and talk about this YouTube video, which again gives another crystal clear insight into her mindset. And how she talked about other completely verifiable concerns being disinformation. Again, who gets to decide what is disinformation? People like her, who are hyper-partisan hacks, who think that any information which contradicts or harms the regime's narrative is disinformation. Do you see the problem there? Do you see the slippery slope there? So we're going to come back and get into more explosive revelations about Nina Jankowicz, big sister, Biden's Ministry of Truth czar, on the other side. This is the Summit News Hour, summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
England. It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
There we go, back to talking about Nina Jankowicz, the Biden administration's Ministry of Truth czar, big sister, again freaking out on Twitter during the first lockdown, I assume, about two high schoolers on a date not being further from her, demanding that lockdowns be forced upon us, quote, so force away, lock us down, people are not taking this seriously. This woman is a complete control freak. There's a video of her, as I mentioned, on YouTube, Nina Jankowicz, My Simple Christmas Wish. And basically, it's a song about her wanting to be famous and powerful and to crush her enemies beneath her feet, very revealing insight into her mindset. And again, she's come out with every single topic, embarrassing, negative, harmful to the regime's narrative, whether it be on the Hunter Biden laptop story, whether it be on COVID, and whether it be on CRT, and branded that disinformation as an excuse, again, to have it downranked by the algorithm and buried by social media platforms. There's a Daily Mail headline. Biden's new disinformation czar said fears about CRT in Loudoun County schools are disinformation for profit. Again, every single narrative harmful to the far left, harmful to the Biden administration, harmful to the regime, is branded by her disinformation. She's a hyper-partisan hack. She's not a neutral participant. Says Joe Biden's new disinformation czar dismissed concerns about critical race theory in schools as disinformation for profit, despite parents across the country being worried about the teaching of the philosophy in their children's classrooms. Again, they launched this offensive. They launched the drag queen story time. They launched all the LGBT grooming in schools in America. They do it. They throw it in your face. And when you complain about it, they say it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, they're literally putting parents on DHS government threat level terror alert lists because they complained about this kind of thing, while publicly in their media hit pieces and in their commentary saying none of it exists. It's absolutely incredible. This is the woman being given power to control free speech on social media in the aftermath of them freaking out about Elon Musk purchasing Twitter itself. New York Post reports Stephen King blasted for supporting Biden disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz. Now, you know when somebody who is as vehement as Stephen King in being a mouthpiece, an organ of propaganda for the regime, comes out and defends her, then you know that she's really getting some flack from the right people, from the right direction, and that they're panicking about it. Says Master of Horror Stephen King was blasted on social media over his support for new White House disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz, with one lawmaker calling it the scariest thing he's ever written. He basically said, quote, "I stand with Nina Jankowicz." Very interesting commentary, tweet from an author to publicly back the Ministry of Truth disinformation czar for the Department of Homeland Security. Doesn't really seem like a subject that an author should insert himself into. Seems a bit obscure, doesn't it? And yet he's doing it anyway. One person responded, says, this was Carmine Sabia. He said, author stands against free speech, but when a Republican becomes president, and it will happen again, then we will see where all these liberals stand on the disinformation governance board. Oh, yeah, I remember. Under Bush, with the terror alert threat levels, the color coding, everything that the Department of Homeland Security did under the Bush administration was creepy, was dystopian, was Orwellian. The left hated it. And I supported them in hating it because it was. But as soon as it's happening under Biden, oh, it's just content moderation. That ridiculous euphemism they use over and over again when it's censorship, brazen. Prize-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald also joined in on the criticism, calling Jankowicz a despotic imbecile, a cartoon figure spouting non-stop lies. And he also made the point that it's pretty creepy for Stephen King to insert himself into it. He said, but even if she were phenomenal, what kind of person proudly stands with the head of a disinformation board inside the Department of Homeland Security? Yeah, somewhat strange. Meanwhile, FDA chief claims misinformation is the leading cause of death in the United States. Forget about cancer, forget about heart disease. No, it's somebody posting on Twitter about vaccines. During an appearance on CNN, FDA chief Dr. Robert Califf asserted that the leading cause of death in the United States is online misinformation. He didn't provide any evidence of that, didn't give any examples, didn't break down any statistics. He just said it, and it was repeated ad infinitum. Meanwhile, TikTok censors viral videos alleging inconsistencies in Amber Heard testimony. Basically what happened, TikTok, which is one of the fastest growing, if not basically bigger than Twitter now from the last numbers I saw, the most vehement in terms of censorship. Try starting a TikTok account as somebody on the right of politics. You ain't going to last very long. They use the old system, which some YouTube used back a few years ago. Basically means if a mob mass reports a video, it gets deleted immediately. And now Rolling Stone wrote a whining hit piece trying to defend Amber Heard. And it was headlined, "Demoralizing and demeaning, a gross TikTok trend mocking Amber Heard is going viral." What was this demoralizing and demeaning gross TikTok trend? Well, basically, the biggest thing they were angry about is a cat meme video. Yes, somebody created a cat meme video with one cat wearing a blonde wig performing the role of Amber Heard and another cat with a different wig performing the role of Johnny Depp. They basically made out that the cats were saying what Amber Heard and Johnny Depp said during their testimonies. In particular, the part where she says she turned to look at Depp after he hit her. The original video's caption read, "Don't you have to be looking at someone in the face to be able to slap them across it?" So basically, they're making fun of Amber Heard's dubious, inconsistent testimony when it came to Johnny Depp's behavior via the medium of cat memes. And apparently that upsets journalists who work for the Rolling Stone, who immediately started a campaign to have TikTok remove the videos. And they did remove the videos for, quote, violating policies of bullying and harassment, which doesn't allow, quote, content that disparages victims of violent tragedies. Yes, apparently what happened or what didn't happen to Amber Heard was a violent tragedy. And Rolling Stone demanded the video be removed. It was removed despite having 14 million views, along with a bunch of others. AP suggests Elon Musk is a hypocrite for supporting free speech, but using it to, quote, attack his critics. This is as dumb as the people who claim Elon Musk doesn't believe in free speech because he blocked them on Twitter. No, free speech doesn't include the necessity that anyone needs to listen to your free speech. The Associated Press published a bizarre article suggesting Elon Musk is a hypocrite for supporting free speech on Twitter, yet using the platform to attack his critics. Right, so if you engage in free speech to respond to somebody else's free speech, that makes you a hypocrite. No, that's dumb. It says Elon Musk boasts that he's acquiring Twitter to defend freedom of speech, but he has long used the platform to attack those who disagree with him. Yes, he's responded to his critics. Oh my God, the horror. Glenn Greenwald responded to this by saying Elon Musk claims to be in free speech, yet argues with those who disagree and attack him. Check, mate. And again, your free speech doesn't compel others to listen to it. The fact that this has to be explained to notable journalists who work for the Associated Press is pretty ironic, given the fact that they literally accompanied SBU thugs in Ukraine as they arrested the critics of President Zelensky in house-to-house raids, literally kidnapping them from their own home.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, finishing off with social media censorship news, of course, we have Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter about to go through here in the next couple of months, hopefully. Zero Hedge reports Twitter to freeze hiring, cut costs as key employees fired or leaving. Could this be the woke exodus? Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal announced a hiring freeze and other cost-cutting measures on Thursday as the company looks to refocus into the Elon Musk takeover. One of these employees, Bruce Falk, tweeted that he was leaving the company after 7 years. He said, "The truth is, this isn't how and when I imagined I'd be leaving Twitter." And he's going to be replaced by someone called Jay Sullivan, who, as recently as today, in fact, responded to Elon Musk's tweet and said, quote, "Yes, algorithmic choice and transparency is the right direction and where we are headed." So this guy seems pretty up on transparency and stopping algorithmic suppression of certain stories, certain narratives, and in support of free speech. And he is the person who is replacing this other individual who seems to be, shall we say, on the woke side of the equation. So we already see employees leaving, new ones being hired before the purchase has even been rubber stamped, which of course is a good sign. Now then, Broadway star angrily lectures audience member for not wearing a mask. Well, not wearing a mask. This is Broadway star Patti LuPone, who was taking part in a Q&A session. So again, this wasn't a theatrical performance. If they're so keen on everyone wearing a friggin' mask, why weren't they wearing one? She's surrounded by all her colleagues up on stage, none of them wearing masks. But that didn't stop her from screeching
at an audience member for not wearing a mask properly. Here's the clip. So again, she's basically screeching at, publicly humiliating an audience member because she's not wearing a mask over her nose, someone who literally pays her way, pays to, for God knows what reason to see her show. And again, it was a Q&A session, wasn't a theatrical performance. Why are you not wearing a mask? She's made a previous appearance on The View where she demanded that mask mandates be kept in place for much longer. The rest of Europe's basically got rid of them. Sweden never had them in the first place, at least not strictly enforced. They had one of the lowest per capita death rates out of the entire continent. And you're still carrying on with this masked theatre. I mean, I don't even see it in the UK anymore. The only people wearing masks in the UK now, by and large, are American tourists, because it's ingrained into the coding. They just can't let it go. Again, despite the fact that we've pointed out, no scientific evidence shows that masks have any measurable impact on stopping the spread of COVID-19. They have had a very successful impact in stunting the cognitive development of toddlers and babies. That's a really good effect that they've had. And I still see parents, women with prams in the street, wearing masks. You're literally retarding your children, you stupid morons. The UK government's own investigation found the evidence for the efficacy of face masks stopping the spread of COVID-19 in schools was, quote, not conclusive, but they went ahead and introduced them anyway. University of Oxford professor Jim Naismith noted that when England dropped face mask mandates back in July and Scotland maintained them, it made, quote, no meaningful difference to infection rates. And in fact, the next winter, we saw the mask mandates in England be dropped permanently once again. They haven't come back since. They maintained them in Scotland and Wales. Their COVID cases continued going up. It has no impact whatsoever. Some people say it makes it even worse. But it's part of the cult. It's part of the high status symboling. I'm a member of the mob, and I'm going to screech at you on my power trip. We previously highlighted the comments of UK government sage advisor Dr. Colin Axon. We dismiss face masks as comfort blankets that do virtually nothing, noting that the COVID-19 virus particle is up to 5,000 times smaller than the holes in the mask. But if it makes you feel like you're a good person, you go ahead. He said the small sizes are not easily understood, but an imperfect analogy would be to imagine marbles fired at builder's scaffolding. Some might hit a pole and rebound, but obviously most will fly through. They don't care about that. They don't care about the science. It's about high status symboling. I'm part of the mob that has ascribed itself the power to screech at you for not properly displaying your obsequiousness to the dictates of the mob. Well, now there are more lockdown advocates fleeing the sinking ship that is the pro-lockdown narrative. Lockdown advocate admits negative impacts were never considered. This is Professor John Edmonds, who was part of the SAGE team that told the government there would be 6,000 Omicron deaths per day if they didn't lock down again this previous Christmas in the United Kingdom. We didn't lock down again. The deaths per day got nowhere near that because we knew the evidence out of South Africa said that it was a milder variant of the virus. We were proven right once again. They were on the wrong side of history once again. And maybe it's a pang of moral conscience, or maybe it's just covering their behinds, but many of them are slowly starting to trickle out and admit that, yes, they should have factored in the giant waiting lists, the untreated serious diseases, the massive mental health crisis, the economic devastation that, again, pushed more people into poverty. Poverty causes death. They're now saying, oh, maybe we should have thought about that. Well, too little, too late. Sweden, on the other hand, suffered fewer deaths per capita than much of Europe despite refusing to enforce strict lockdowns. New figures from the WHO show that Sweden had fewer COVID deaths per capita than much of Europe despite refusing to enforce strict lockdowns and mask mandates like numerous other nearby countries. In 2020-2021, the country had an average excess death rate of 56 per 100,000 compared to 109 in the UK, which had strict lockdowns and mask mandates for much of that two-year period, 111 in Spain, which had even stricter lockdowns, 133 in Italy, which had even stricter lockdowns still. Isn't that interesting? The European countries that had stricter mask mandates, stricter lockdowns, had more deaths per capita. Again, you were on the wrong side of history. People need to remember this and not let them scuttle away with their tails between their legs. Meanwhile, the media is confused about this new hepatitis outbreak. Sky News reports hepatitis child dies in Ireland after being treated for mystery form of the disease. A child treated for acute hepatitis at a hospital in the Republic of Ireland has died. Daily Mail reports 13 more children fall sick with mystery. It's a mystery. Hepatitis bringing UK total to 176. As Ireland says, one child has died from liver disease of unknown origin. Of course, it's not a mystery. We know why this is happening. These cases are linked to adenoviruses, which cause the common cold. But because children haven't been socialized properly over the past 2 years, because they've been locked down, because they've been kept out of school, because they've been kept out of birthday parties, kept away from their friends, their immune systems are completely weakened. These adenoviruses normally develop into the common cold, but if you have a weakened immune system, as these kids do, because of lockdown policies, then they're unable to fight it off, and it turns into the more serious disease of hepatitis, which is now causing children needing to get liver transplants, and in some cases across the world, children dying of hepatitis. So another great moral victory for the lockdown advocates and the mask freaks. Stephen Colbert catches COVID for the second time in the space of 3 weeks. After thanking vaccine efficacy, the vaccine worked so well. He's triple vaxxed, maybe he's even quadruple vaxxed, like Kamala Harris, who also caught COVID recently. Now he's being forced to take another week off from taping his god-awful show. Remember that cringeworthy vaccine sketch? Because he's got COVID again. How did that work out for you, Stephen? The vaccine. How many have you had now? 3, 4? Gonna get a fifth? He had COVID on April 21st. Now he's got it again. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. We're going to delve more. I'm going to do a video on this Biden Ministry of Truth disinformation czar, because there's a lot more to come out about her. She's a control freak, and they're empowering her to dismantle your free speech.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.